This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Eviction court filings continued to rise in Denver last month. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
Rents are up, and city and state emergency rental assistance programs have been shut down after federal funding was cut. Meanwhile, eviction defense attorneys say they're struggling to keep people housed without those programs. More than 20 anti-poverty organizations wrote a letter to Denver's next mayor encouraging the city to invest nearly $70 million in emergency rental assistance and other renter protections. The new mayor takes office in mid-July with a big problem to solve. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
So-called ghost guns will soon be banned in Colorado. Governor Polis signed a new law Friday that makes it illegal to sell or own a gun without a legitimate serial number. Ghost guns are basically weapons that people either make from a kit or create with a 3D printer. Lawmakers wanted to give people who own these guns some time to comply with the new law, so the ban takes effect January 1st. And you'll have another chance to bike, walk, or roll along downtown Denver streets tomorrow for the second iteration of Viva Streets. About 3 miles of streets will be closed to cars Sunday. And if you're driving through downtown, you can expect detours. Two more events just like this one will take place later this summer. Cooler temperatures for the Front Range today, highs near 60. Scattered thunderstorms possible later. This is CPR News and KRCC.